السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. In last night's Taraweeh, we heard the ayat of Surah Mu'minun. What Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned there, we can say that they are the jewels, or the precious jewels of Islam, of Sharia, teachings of the Quran, of hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You'll find in a comprehensive manner discussing those six things or seven things. The first thing, they qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the believers, that they have succeeded. Now, total success can only be in the hereafter. Now, there's no time for tafsir in just few minutes, where you can't make tafsir, but complete success can only be in the hereafter, where the person doesn't have any kind of pain, no suffering, no difficulty. That can only be in the hereafter. You can't have it in this world. But in this world also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives falah. Now, this word itself, falah, requires a whole lengthy explanation. Nevertheless, the person gets complete success. Now, who are those people? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Those are the people who have humility. So the first point is humility in the salat. And then you can expand the meaning, and it has a lot of meaning. Nevertheless, so humility in salat, khushu in salat. The person's mind does wander sometime, but the person doesn't purposely allow it to wander everywhere. And even if it starts wandering, the person brings it back to salat. If he's conscious of the fact that he's standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he's not going to allow it to run all over the place, as our salat is. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, the first thing that will be lost from the ummah will be the khushu in the salat. They'll make salat, but there'll be no khushu. The masajid will be full. Hamiratun wahiya kharabun min al-huda. Masajid will be full. But when it comes to guidance, there will be no real guidance coming from those masajid. It will be empty and void of hidayat. So sometimes we forget that khushu is such an important part of our namaz. We take it as a routine, as an ibadat. Of course, we don't give it up. Even if we are making it in that manner, we don't give it up. But don't be satisfied that all our lives we make the same kind of namaz. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and all over finish. And we dash out and we go on business again. Now that namaz, to at least it is some kind of namaz, the person fulfills some responsibility. But of course, every person wants the best in everything. So the salat also, if we really want it to bring us that kind of blessings from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala said, Ista'inu bisabri wa salah. Now which kind of salat will bring that help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Our kind of salat, we read and then we say, we made a lot of dua after that salat and nothing happened. So khushu in our salat. Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Walladheena hum anil laghwi mu'ridun. And that's something that we are being faced with all the time in this present world of ours, where we get occupied in useless, futile activities. Useless, futile. There's just so much of television and so much of radio stations and so much of magazines and so much of news media and so much of things that the person's mind is diverted. There are so many people in the month of Ramadan also. They cannot avoid reading those newspapers from page one till the end, every column, every line, and still watch all those things. Now imagine if outside Ramadan, if there was so much of emphasis on avoiding that which is vain and useless outside Ramadan. Muslim's life should be such that tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, his giving up of that which is mala, that is which is la ya'ni, min husna usla islam, that the beauty of a person Islam is that he gives up that which is vain, which is useless. And that is one of the signs that has been mentioned by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turning his gaze away of rahmat from a person. That Allah Ta'ala's gaze of rahmat is turned away from that person. When you find him occupied and involved and engaged in that which is absolutely useless. I've explained this in some Jummah Bayans, that to talk cheerfully with the wife, with the children, to jog, to exercise, to do anything that is useful for the body, or in fulfilling the rights of the family, in fulfilling the rights of the wives and children and friends, the person is talking, is general matters also. We are not talking about such kind of discussion. But where it is futile, absolutely, the person himself knows that it's a good waste of time. And most of the times it's a good waste of money also. But the person is purchasing those films and the person is just watching hours and hours, days and days, not hours and hours. Sometimes the whole year round, those who have retired, they say we have retired. If you have to take a stock of the time that they spent in just watching sport or watching other kinds of useless and futile things, then you will find 90% of the time was wasted in that. And yet they are retired, meaning that means they're ready, getting ready to go to the graveyard. So that will bring restlessness in the heart. It will bring restlessness. The person's life will never be a life of peace. So, alamatu iradillahi ta'ala anil abd, ishtighalu bima la ya'ni. When the person involves himself in la ya'ni, useless, futile activities and all, that's a sign. Allah Ta'ala has turned his gaze of rahmat away from this person. Now we must just check our lives, just in the light of these two things which we have only discussed of, from the rest that have been mentioned in the ayat. Then zakat has been mentioned. The fulfillment of amanat and trust has been mentioned. The avoidance of sexual relationship outside marriage has been mentioned. Not in the same tarteeb, but that has been mentioned. So these are the things that if the person has in his life, then we will say that inshallah he will get success, complete success in this world and in the akhirah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Because there's an announcement here. Yesterday I was still thinking, I'm in Stanger, so we spoke for about 20 minutes. Here is 10 minutes, so we finished before 10 minutes. Now you can go and read up the whole ayat and go and see the translation and the meaning. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal.